Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Dad, you tell me about...
Sextastic Tuesday.
You want to know about the... sex.
Yes!
Gorgeous girls gorging themselves on big, hot cocks.
You get to be fucked by the floor.
I can't think of very many things that would make me lose my boner faster.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Fried big pussy.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, masturbating with mannequins. Plus, your toe is a doggy chew toy, and it's a nice day for a bloody wedding. All of this, plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of the podcast. Got a great program for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesdays on deck. But before we get into that, I like to compare similar sound clips. You know that, right? Sometimes when I hear something, it reminds me of another clip that we played a while ago. Now, yesterday on the show, I played a clip from a local newscast where a woman's nude photographs were stolen by a dirty Indian who worked for Dell Tech Support. And then that dirty Indian created a whole website around this woman's vagina and then made that woman buy him a laptop. It's a ridiculous story. I'm sorry. The woman's a complete idiot. Sorry for the burping. I'm trying these new, Cheetos Crunchy Cheesy Enchiladas. Not very good. You know, some products you just should not fuck with the original. And Cheetos happens to be one of them. It's a perfect crappy snack food as it is. All right, anyways, the woman has a great quote. This is from the local newscast.
When you trust somebody with your computer and you expect them to respect your privacy, and they don't, and they try to manipulate and control you, you feel like an idiot.
As you should, you complete fucktard. Now, thanks to our friends at MIT, who have loaned us some very advanced computer systems, or as they call them, COSYSes, I'm going to run an age progression routine on this clip, and we're going to see what this broad will sound like in 40 years. All right, let me just input the data that needs to be inputted. And analyzing should begin here.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, bap, boop, beep, bap, boop, beep, weep, boop, beep, boop, beep, bap, boop, beep, bap, boop, beep, weep, boop.
Analyzing complete. Here is the woman as she sounds today.
When you trust somebody with your computer and you expect them to respect your privacy.
And here is what she will sound like as an elderly woman.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Yes, Life Alert will be there for you. Your only true friend, you sad, pathetic near-dead. Oh, I should mention, I found a new old Life Alert ad. Now, we've all seen the I've fallen and I can't get up clip that I love so much. Everyone loves that. Well, here's another Life Alert ad. This is from 1988, and listen to the horrible acting.
Life Alert Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I've fallen down the stairs.
All right, first of all, the guy didn't even get out the woman's name, and she's interrupting him. Very rude. The clip begins here with the woman pressing her Life Alert button, and I have to say, she's fallen down the stairs, right? But her Life Alert remote is loose on the floor. Where did that come from? Did she have it in a pocket or something? I thought you're supposed to wear that around your neck as a pendant. There was no rope or necklace.
Right. Life Alert Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I've fallen down the stairs!
Just horrible acting.
Life Alert Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I've fallen down the stairs!
It sounds like Adam Sandler doing an old woman's voice, right?
Life Alert Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I've fallen down the stairs. I need help.
The ambulance is on its way. I'm notifying your doctor and your next door neighbor, Mrs. Stevens.
I love the text over this woman. So you see the woman who has fallen down the stairs. She's at the base of the stairs. Then in the corner, you see the guy from Life Alert in the Life Alert Command Center, right? And then on the bottom of the screen, you see the words, "You're never alone." And then up on the right side of the screen, you see it just says, "The Protector." Like, that's what the Life Alert system is. It's "The Protector," in quotes. Let's listen to this one more time.
Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I've fallen down the stairs. I need help.
The ambulance is on its way. I'm notifying your doctor and your next door neighbor, Mrs. Stevens. And don't worry, I'll stay right here with...
I love the hopper noise in the background. Like, the helicopter is right on its way.
And your next door neighbor, Mrs. Stevens. And don't worry, I'll stay right here with...
Life Alert does not fuck around. We don't send ambulances. We send a team of choppers to you.
Until help arrives.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
All right. There you go. Actually, I'm kind of glad that I found that Life Alert clip because it fits in perfectly with the theme of today's Sextastic Tuesday story. Uh-oh, that's right. Elderly porn. If you're new to the show, basically every week I try to track down a ridiculous or disgusting or just poorly written sex story. You know, the cyber world is full of crappy erotica that misses the mark and fails to get my decoyed. It's one of many reasons I hate the cyber world.
And I don't like the cyber world.
That's right. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now.
It's Sextastic.
All right, so the story's a bit long, and it starts off slow, but quickly cranks up the creepy factor. So let me give you a synopsis of what the first act of the story is all about, since we're going to skip it. Basically, the story involves a college kid, a young man who's coming home to visit his grandparents. He's sitting around the table, I guess, talking with his grandmother or grandfather or something. And that's where we're going to pick up. I listened as my grandfather explained that he just wasn't up to the same tasks that he once was. Not sure what he meant, I asked. I'd be very careful. Do you really want to know the answer to this? I would just nod your head and say, yes, okay, Grandpa, I'm going to go to bed now. But instead, I asked, what do you mean? Like, stuff around the house? Your photography? No. I mean your grandmother. Again, I can't think of a better time to excuse yourself from the conversation than when your grandfather starts talking about how he can't sexually please his wife, your grandmother. All right, so he said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean your grandmother. My grandparents looked at each other, then at me, as if to say, help! I would be screaming help too at this point. I could sense that my grandmother wanted to say something. I want your cock in my pussy! You know, something like that. But I wasn't sure what she was going to say. Instead, my grandfather continued, John, he said, your grandmother and I have been together for over 50 years, and I love her very much. Okay, Grandpa, I'm going to bed. I know that sexually... Ugh, I'm checking out of that conversation as soon as he says the word sexually. I know that sexually I just can't please her the way I used to, and that bothers me. Looking sheepishly, he continued, we've talked about this a great deal, John, and we both love you very much. Why wasn't I a part of this conversation? I've actually got some opinions on this subject I'd like to share with you. All right, where are we at here? You can give your grandmother something I can't, and I want her to have it. But I want to be a part of it, too. Do you follow me? No. Was he going to operate the camera or something? Or just lick her twat? I thought I knew, but I didn't dare blurt it out. Instead, I looked at my grandmother to see if I could confirm what I was thinking. Finally, she spoke up. Johnny, what your grandfather is talking about is that we both want you to have sex with me. The kind we used to have when we were young. Oh, boy. We know that might make you feel uncomfortable. Really? There's a chance. Yeah, there's a slight possibility. This conversation would make you feel uncomfortable. But we also trust you, and that of all the people we know, you're the only one we both feel we can share that part of our lives with. Yeah, naturally, you'd go right to your grandson. I was dumbfounded. Was I really hearing what I thought I was hearing? I blurted it out. You want a three-way with me? Well, in a manner of speaking, my grandfather said, We want you to have sex with your grandmother while I take pictures. So he will be operating the camera. That way, when you're not here, we can look at them together. Ooh! Put them in a scrapbook, maybe? Fun. And share some excitement together. The silence was deafening. Wow, I finally said. I never really thought about Grandma in that way, but now that you mention it, this is where the story totally veers off into, like, fucking science fiction. Alright. Yes, now that you mention it, I actually find the idea very exciting. All right, let's just fast forward to the fucking sex. Grandma said something to me that still rings in my ear today. I want to suck your cock, John! Now, Grandma, say that line as if you were Mike Myers.
I want to suck your cock.
There you go. Holy Christ, Grandma wants to suck my penis! My head was about to burst, but I calmly said, then why don't you? With that, she didn't say another word, but just stared down at the bulge of my pants with what seemed like a very serious look on her face. She's getting ready for business. Then she began rubbing my cock through my pants, making me feel like I was going to explode. It's hard to explain, but there was something about the thought of my grandmother grabbing, fondling, rubbing, massaging, and grasping my cock through my pants that was an incredible turn-on. You are sick, man. That is disgusting. You need help. Grandma couldn't get my pants off fast enough. Oh. I couldn't pull her dress up over her head any faster. Soon she was sitting beside me naked, still fondling my cock as she looked into my eyes with the most tender look I'd ever seen. As if on cue, she lowered her head, still looking into my eyes, and placed her mouth over my throbbing rod. At that moment, my grandfather snapped his first picture. I could tell that this was going to be a lot of fun. As my grandmother continued sucking, she became more and more erotic, moaning as she tongued the hole in the end of my dick and playing with my balls. I could tell she was really getting into it, almost excessively so. Like, calm down, Grandma. As if she hadn't had sex in years. I whispered in her ear, is that what you want, Grandma? You want to suck your grandson's cock? What? I can't hear you. I said, do you want to suck your grandson's cock? Huh? You gotta speak up, honey. I've never been to the Grand Ole Opry. Oh, Christ, Grandma, shut up and suck my cock. My cock. Just smile and blow me. As Grandma bobbed up and down my prick, I started to play with her pussy. At first, I just stroked her pubic hair. Grandma still has pubic hair? I thought that shit would fall out. And played with her clit. But as she continued to suck me off, I got more and more excited. Soon, I was probing her with my fingers, ew, as we both writhed on the couch with my grandfather snapping away with his camera. I couldn't believe how wet and horny she was. God, she sucked my throbbing dick like no girlfriend I've ever had. It took everything I had to keep from shooting my load into her warm, tender mouth. Ugh. In her pussy. I wonder if she did, like, the old lady, like, mouth thing with her tongue. You know, because they're all, like, dry and shit. In her pussy, wow, she couldn't help but pump my fingers. Wait. In her pussy, she couldn't help but pump my fingers in and out, undulating on the couch with my cock in her mouth and three fingers in her wet hole. She was loving life again. She's regained her freedom, thanks to the hover-around mobility scooter and the fingers in her pussy. And the three of us were experiencing a new intimacy I never thought possible. After 50-plus years, my grandfather, of all people, should know how to make my grandmommy come, and he did. He paused for a moment to kneel by the couch, getting as close to her mouth and my cock as he could without touching either of us. Come, baby, he said. Come for daddy. Suck your grandson's big dick, baby. Do you want him to shoot his young cum in your mouth, baby? Suck him, baby. Come for me. Well, that's all it took. In about 2 seconds, my grandmother was gripping my cock like the railing on a slippery stairway, sucking me, groaning and moaning as I fingered her pussy. She seemed to come for about 5 minutes, although I'm sure it wasn't that long, without ever letting my dick slip from her mouth. As she did, she quivered and shook like no woman I had ever seen. Parkinson's. I could tell she had had an earth-shaking orgasm, and it made me happy to think that I played a part in giving that to her. As she finished, she collapsed on top of, still holding my cock in her hand. She seemed exhausted but content. After a few minutes, she said, "Now it's your turn." Oh, Christ. And she started to once again suck on my cock. It wasn't but a few minutes later that I began to feel the tension in my balls, telling me that it wouldn't be long until I was filling my grandmother's mouth with cum. I hadn't had sex or masturbated in a few days, so I knew it was going to be a gusher. words straight out of a Jane Austen novel, right? My blowjob's gonna be a real gusher! Alright, I grabbed the back of my grandmother's head and pressed her down onto my cock, then began stroking my cock in her mouth and rubbing my fingers around her lips in the head of my dick. She loved it, and so did I. As she fucked my cock with her mouth and both hands, I was on the verge of explosion. I told her, I'm coming, Grandma! Keep sucking, baby! I love you! Keep sucking my dick! I want to shoot my young cum into your mouth! With that, it happened. My first shot made her gag, which I think surprised her a little. After all, it's been a while since she had a 25-year-old dumping his load in her mouth. I have to hand it to her, though. She didn't stop. It seemed as if she wanted every drop because she just kept sucking and sucking and jacking me off at the same time. She's your grandmother. She loves you. Spurt after spurt of my hot cum just filled her mouth, so much so that she couldn't swallow it fast enough and it began spilling out of her mouth. Seeing that my grandma was in trouble, my grandfather handed her a tissue, then returned to his camera to snap the last picture, my favorite. As you can see, my cum is still dripping out of my grandmother's mouth, even as she wipes some of the cum off my balls. What a memory, for me and for them. I hope to God they turn that photo into an ornament. You know, you can go to Walmart and get t-shirts and mugs made. The shot of Grandma wiping cum off of her chin would just make an adorable snow globe. Alright, after it was all over, we rested for a while on the couch. You know, on account of Grandma's weak heart and all. She should really take it easy for a while. Yes, Grandma and I were fondling each other and acting more like horny lovers than grandmother and grandson. I couldn't keep my hands off her huge, floppy tits, nor could she keep her hands off my cock. In about 30 minutes, it was time for round two. I can't take round two. I'm sorry. We're gonna have to end it right there. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for August 10th, 2010. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item in their massive online store. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Not only are you going to get half off just about any item, you're also going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a special mystery gift. It's all for using coupon code FREAK. Again, that's F-R-E-A-K. Just use that coupon code at checkout. You'll automatically see your 50% discount and free shipping reflected in your cart. Right now, the Nubby Glass Vibrator is on sale for $20. Plus, you know, they've got toys for men, you know, penis sleeves and pussies and assholes to fuck. And then toys for girls, videos like the A-Team XXX. It's another one of those, you know, porno parodies. Lingerie, games, blow-up dolls. If it's adult in nature, AdamandEve.com has it. Just for shits and giggles, I searched for the word grandma, and immediately I was brought to the world's hottest grandma's DVD. If you're ready to go beyond MILFs and cougars, these frisky females are good to go. It's only like $28 to begin with. It's over 160 minutes. That's way too long. There cannot be that many hot grandmas out there. But anyways, the freak coupon code works with that. So you'd actually only be paying $13.98 and no shipping charges. So if you're into that sort of thing, check out World's Greatest Grandmas. See, AdamandEve.com has you covered. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, of course, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com got an extended episode of DV for you today, so if you want to catch that, sign up right now. Lifetime memberships are also available for a short time. And, of course, don't forget, I've got my new post office box, so if you have something you'd like to send to me, send it to Distorted View, P.O. Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio 43221. That information is up, of course, on the show notes today. First story we have for you, this one comes from West Virginia. The Kanawha County Sheriff's Office says that Eddie M. Campbell was spotted in a park just before 9 a.m. What was he doing? Well, he was caught with his pants down, and he was with an armless mannequin. No. No. Starship, no. That is not your cue. It's a different kind of mannequin, and it has nothing to do with Andrew McCarthy. They are just raring to go. All right, back to the story here. Yes, apparently 61-year-old Eddie M. Campbell was caught at Booker T. Washington Memorial Park with his shirt off and his pants around his ankles, fondling the mannequin. No! That is enough! It's like Starship, they have nothing better. They're just waiting for someone to say the word mannequin. Ugh. All right. You're not relevant. You never will be again. Your moment has passed, Starship. Come on. Let's come to grips with that. Deputies say Campbell was sitting on a park bench with an armless mannequin on his lap, holding it with one hand, pleasuring himself with the other. When the deputy identified himself, Campbell stopped, pushed the mannequin off of him, and pulled his pants up. All of this happened in a residential area and close to a church. Campbell has been charged with indecent exposure. He gave up his right to have an attorney represent him during the arraignment. Campbell is in the South Central Jail on a $2,500 cash-only bond. So there you go. Second story we have for you today involves some of my favorite people, those crazy ethnics.
Crazy ethnic people!
Also known as the Dirty Ones. This story, by the way, so racist. This story was sent in by DV listener Paul, so thank you very much for this one, Paul. Three family members at a wedding in Turkey have been accidentally shot dead by the groom firing an AK-47 rifle in celebration. We here in the States throw rice. People in Turkey fire off rounds of ammunition. The groom, Tevfik Altan, lost control of his rifle, spraying the guest with bullets and killing his father and two aunts and injuring six others. What? No! It's even more inappropriate than the first times. Just stop it now. Actually, this time it didn't bother me as much. Yes, it's reported that Altan had been arrested after the incident in the village of Akhgaz in southeastern Turkey. Guns are often fired into the air in celebration, not aimed at your loved ones, in some parts of Turkey. One family member, who did not give his name, said, "It happened very quickly, as gunshots typically do. We all tried to take cover and there was blood all over. We are all very sad right now." The injured guests included three children aged 10, 12, and 16. The something state hospital where some of the injured were brought confirmed it has one patient still in the hospital. So there you go. Festivities turned to tragedy over there in Turkey. Perfect fodder for Distorted View Daily. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Detroit. A Michigan man credited his dog with saving his life by chewing off his diseased big toe as he lay passed out in a drunken stupor. The dog was hungry because you didn't feed it before you went off on your binge, you fool. Jerry Duthet, 48, woke up on a Saturday night in late July in his Rockford, Michigan home to find his Jack Russell Terrier, Kiko, had gnawed off his right big toe. Quote, listen to this carefully, freaks. "The dog always lays with me on the bed. That night I woke up and looked down at my foot and it was wet. When I looked, it was blood and there was the dog looking at me with a blood mustache." That's right, a blood mustache, which would make a great bizarre sex term, I think. Duthet's wife, Rosie, rushed him to a hospital where doctors found he was suffering from type 2 diabetes. Wilford?
I'm Wilford Brimley.
What? This is getting out of hand. Stop it! Dragging poor Wilford into this nonsense. Come on, Starship. Have you no shame? Finishing up here, Duthet's wife, a registered nurse, had been urging him for weeks to have his infected toe examined by a doctor. On the night the dog ate his toe, Duthet said he had been out with his wife and drank about 6 or 7 beers and a pair of giant margaritas, big enough to put goldfish in. All right. "I was self-medicating at this point," he said. "The moral of the story is that the dog saved my life because otherwise I would have never gone in to see a doctor." The couple said they were amazed that Kiko, appeared to know Duthet had an infection and needed treatment. The dog can smell. "He kind of chewed off the infected part and stopped at the good bone," said his wife. "We joke that we shouldn't have had to pay the copay because he did half the job by chewing off half the toe." Oh, that's a funny joke. Diabetes is hilarious.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes. Diabetes testing supplies.
I know you all wanted to hear that. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Jadoo, Tim, it's time to play Who's That Person? It's the pumpkin fucker calling. Listen, I'm going to do a short impression, give you a couple seconds to respond, and you tell me who it is.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. I beat my big fucking penis. Brit. Brit. Brat. My big fucking penis.
It's my dad gooning his cock.
All right, you have a couple seconds to get your answers in.
My dad is a baiter.
Time's up. That's right, Tim. It is your father if he was a gooner baiter.
That was too easy.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. What do you mean it's a bad combination reading the Bible while doing meth? This sounds like the perfect time to be reading the Bible. It might even make sense.
It's a little too trippy, man.
Hey, Timothy James Henson, Mr. Rose here with three things to do while high on crystal meth. One, clean your whole house while avoiding the windows because the cops are spying on you.
Ooh, man.
Two, try to make your dick get hard while being plowed in the ass for 8 hours at your local bathhouse.
I don't think you can get hard when you're on that shit.
12 commandments for...
Not to ask Roy Killer Roar. Roar, Roy Killer,
your
Roy,
ship,
Roy Killer War,
and fly to Mars to become the new Messiah. Jakku,
I missed that last one, but I don't think it matters.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Sideshow member Al Jolson calling in to wish you a happy belated birthday.
Thank
and
you.
To share a story with you from my recent vacation to our most fucked up state. I was visiting with a friend of mine who lives in Winter Park, Florida.
Okay.
And we went to a yoga land at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon and
yogurt
saw
land.
One of the drunkest women I've ever seen shit her pants in front of her 6-year-old daughter. Our entire species is fucked.
Yes. It's over for us, man.
Oh, hey, Hyde Square. Loved your weekend show when you were acting like fucking Psycho Norman Bates, talking to your own mother in your own voice. Back and forth, that was really interesting, and I'm waiting for the shower scene to be reenacted with one, perhaps Joe D. Little Joey?
Yes.
Technical question, can you convert audio from a VCR tape to digital audio?
I have the technology.
I have a porn satire of the Max Headroom show that has the best heavy metal porn themed lyrics ever.
Yeah, send it along to me. I do have a VCR and I have the hookups, everything I need. That's how I remember I did the Women at Large video and the Granny workout video. How I converted it.
Hello, Timmy. It's Jay the Blind Guy from Colorado.
Hi, Jay.
Listen, I was making
Jay
pizza
the, blind.
The other day using some bubbly shells, and I wondered, you know, am I going to get the human bubbly virus? Hello.
Okay, very
hey,
good.
Hey, Tim, it's Henry, new listener from California. Friend got me hooked on your show when we were going up to road trip to Oregon. We were listening to your July 2nd, 2010 video about the cum farts, and it was so funny. We were laughing for probably about half the
time
and replaying it on his iPod.
Photon ionizer
beam with the cum farts.
I know, I'm hilarious.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
No.
Yeah, I'm just driving home from work, and I just decided to go, it's Mrs. Miller.
All right.
Yes, hey, freaks, it is time for the Distorted Review 2009.
Okay, I get it. I know where you're going with
hey,
that.
Hey, Tim, it's Eric from Kansas calling you. Hey, I wanted to apologize that... You know, I called and I was yelling because my iTunes was fucked up and I couldn't get any new stuff for like a couple days. I was really mad. And then I called again and telling you about some stupid iPhone app. But I never even said happy birthday, and I knew damn well it was your birthday. So I apologize for that.
Yes.
And I want to wish you...
I'm glad you rectified that problem.
Jigoo, Tim. Happy Tim Henson month to you.
Yes, thank you.
That's really all I wanted to say. Happy birthday, dude. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Life Alert Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I'm falling down the stairs.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Mr. Mike.
Blow job.
Blow job.